Nadia Bolz Weber calls for a sexual reformation in her latest book, Shameless. How does her reformation compare with the truths rediscovered during the 16th century Reformation? I've written a review of Shameless in the latest Issues Etc. journal. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button on the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Pastor Andrew Abraham details his journey from Catholic priest to Lutheran pastor. The free online Issues Etc. journal. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We have come to the end of broadcast week, live this Friday, June the 28th. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've got four soundbites to play for you. After we have played them, you vote for one of them, and we need to know who you are, where you listen, and most especially why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Your reason is very important. You can like what you hear, dislike what you hear. You can find it deeply insightful, comforting, perhaps even disturbing. Your reasons are your own, but we'd like to know why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. And you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first. You can also vote by sending us an email. We'll get it in real time right here in the studio. Talkback at issuesetc.org. Send us a tweet at issuesetc, or vote where we have given you space to do so at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. facebook.com/issuesetc. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That is a Luther Rose medallion courtesy of Ad Crucem, and I Have Issues t-shirt, and the Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad that goes to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Soundbite number one this week is from Pastor David Peterson. He's talking here about why Christians care about pure doctrine.
Now, the point of pure doctrine, then, is not, and this is always kind of the problem because we are so corrupt, the point of pure doctrine is not to win arguments or to be right, or certainly to get a higher place in heaven. The point of pure doctrine is simply to have more of what God wants to give. And the same thing with good works. The point of doing good works is to actually be valuable in this world, to participate in the kingdom of God, to serve neighbor, and to live in accordance with what we were meant for. To have corrupt doctrine or weak doctrine, or to abstain from good works, God forbid, is to have less of what God wants us to have. It's like living on bread and water when in fact there's a banquet we could be enjoying. So there's always something broken in us that tries to use things according to our sinful flesh for gain, and that's what he's writing against. Now, all of that, I think, leads us back into this good confessions in the presence of many witnesses is, of course, doctrinal, that is to say the right things about God. It also includes, in the context of Timothy, living a life that is worthy of the calling and demonstrating by your works that your confession is true and you believe it. And we see this again also with the princes in Augsburg. Now, you and I have inherited this good confession, particularly the Augsburg Confession, and we ought to thank God for it. We ought to also then hear this charge to Timothy and ask that the Holy Spirit would be given to us so that we would have the strength to abide in this, that we would keep the commandment of Christ, that is, that we would love one another unstained, and that our confession would constantly be to the glory and honor of Christ.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson, why Christians care about pure doctrine. You can vote for that one on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE. Soundbite number two this week comes from Dr. Madi Lasala. He's answering the question, why does evolution somehow find its way into completely unrelated subjects?
Because it's a worldview. It is pushed into every area. You can read daily newspapers, and it's all the time. Evolution gives an explanation for that. Evolution gives an explanation for this. We have something here, maybe you have also in the United States this week in Helsinki area. It's a pride festival, homosexuality. Evolution gives the answer to that. I just read in our newspapers. Because evolution is the creation story of modern man. So it explains in principle everything, although it doesn't really explain anything. After 50 years of experiencing in this area, I have very little hope that evolution in general or neo-Darwinism, I don't think that that will ever die. People will always find a way how to explain our reality without God, because by nature, as already Apostle Paul in Romans 1 explains, people forsake the truth that is so clear.
That's soundbite number 2, Dr. Matti Laisala, Why Evolution Pervades Unrelated Subjects. Vote for that one by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send us an email with your vote, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet with your vote at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number 3 this week comes from Scott Klusendorf. Why the pro-life label is important?
I'm one who believes we should fight for the term pro-life. Look, nobody says to the abortion choice crowd, you're not pro-choice because you're not for all choices. You're not for school choice. You're not for tax cut choice. You're only for abortion choice. Nobody attacks them that way. But pro-lifers are told, oh, you're not pro-life because you don't take on all these other so-called life issues. You only deal with abortion. But look, when this debate started back in the early 70s in earnest, the two sides were clearly defined as pro-choice and pro-life. Those were their chosen terms, and that's what the labels applied to. And I see no reason why pro-lifers should give up their ground here and say, well, we're not taking on all life, so maybe our critics are right. We'll just call ourselves anti-abortion. There's nothing wrong with being anti-abortion. Opposing the intentional killing of an innocent human being is a good thing to do. So I'm not bothered by the term anti-abortion, but I think we should fight for our terms pro-life, as we always have.
That's soundbite number 3, Scott Klusendorf, on why the pro-life label remains important. Vote for that one. Give us a call, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Get ready to vote, because we're about to play soundbite number 4. Then we'll take a break, and during that break, it's a great time to call us and vote for one of these to be soundbite of the week, 1-877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number 4 this week from Dr. Alan Carlson, answering in a very simple way, what the heck happened in the 1960s?
We had at that time, and the only way to explain it, was a gale of satanic forces hit the Western world. Western Europe, the United States, North America, South America to some degree. That's the only explanation I could come up with which makes any sense. But the only way to explain why every moral, familial, sexual standard that had been there for thousands of years, literally 2,000 years almost, why they all came under attack at the same time, why the attack was vicious and violent in many cases, and why the defenders were overwhelmed very quickly, in fact, to the point where it almost there were no defenders at all. The only explanation, and I say this as a Christian historian, is a gale of satanic force, and it overwhelmed just about everybody. And we're still trying to get back on our feet after that, although some are doing a better job than others.
That's soundbite number 4, Dr. Alan Carlson, what happened in the 1960s? Vote for that one, 1-877-623-MYIE. Our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc. And our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. On the other side of the break, we'll start taking your votes for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Phone call voters get to vote first, and we'll start taking your votes next. If you appreciate Issues Etc., talk radio for the thinking Christian, and Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the world, please include a bequest in your will or trust for these worldwide media resources. Bequests aren't subject to federal tax or capital gains taxes. Ensure your children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren the opportunity to listen by including a bequest in your will or trust for Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio.
From fast facts to FAQs, overtures to offerings, get the inside scoop on the upcoming National Convention of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod in the June issue of The Lutheran Witness. Special pre-election coverage includes biographies, personal statements, and interviews introducing readers to each of the three men nominated to serve as Synod President. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. It's time to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. We've played our four soundbites, and now it is your turn. You vote for one of the soundbites to be Soundbite of the Week by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, sending us a tweet with your vote, @IssuesETC, or go to our Facebook fan page. We've left space there for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc, and phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Tim listens in St. Louis. Tim says, I'm pro-life and proud to be so. Why? He says, it's personal. I was adopted right before Roe and have to feel my being here today had something to do with the fact that at the time it was illegal. My birth mother chose life and gave me what she didn't feel she could give herself. Tim, thank you very much. It's a very good reason for voting, I'm assuming here, for soundbite number three, Scott Klusendorf, why the pro-life label is important. Derek listens in Cole Camp, Missouri. Derek says, I'd like to vote for soundbite number one. That would be Pastor David Peterson on why Christians care about pure doctrine. In today's day, sound doctrine is so important. It's what distinguishes us from the heterodox. It's a house that we can guard oneself when falsehood comes. And today, when so many think that pure doctrine is inconsequential, no wonder that many see no problem in leaving the confessional church and exchanging the richness that she has for the dross of mainline Protestantism. Thank you for what you do and for being a beacon of light in this sin-fallen world. May you ever be there to point us to Christ and his church. Thank you very much, Derek, and thanks for listening in Missouri. Sam listens in Simpsonville, South Carolina. This was a great lineup of soundbites. My vote is for soundbite number four, Dr. Carlson, on what happened in the 1960s. It's refreshing to hear a historian who, while able to discern the intellectual and cultural trends leading to an eruption of the 1960s, perceives the demonic influence behind it. While third world cultures have their own problems, Christians in this country don't seem to be hampered as much with the materialistic mindset as we are in the West. We tend to see all social and cultural trends only in terms of material causes. We explain everything based on what we can touch, see, and hear. We consider it anti-intellectual and backward to see the satanic influence behind events and trends. But the brilliant and highly educated Apostle Paul said this, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers and principalities of this world and against spiritual wickedness in high places. He says, thanks again for a great show. I have loved listening to Issues, Etc. for the past 12 years on demand while remodeling houses and building for a living. Thank you very much, and thanks for listening for those 12 years. Very nice. Diane listens in St. Louis. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I would like to vote for number two, mainly because it was powerful, sobering, refreshing, and true, and I'm glad he's on our side.
Oh, Diane, thank you very much. I think about that, too. Every time we come across a scientist who has seen the light on the hollowness of evolution, it's a good thing they're on our side. Thanks, Diane. Thanks for listening in St. Louis. David listens in Lakeland, Florida. He says, I'm voting for soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson, why Christians care about pure doctrine, mainly for the point he made that having pure doctrine is for having God's gifts and not to win arguments. That statement should be stamped on the front of every apologetic book. I think we Christians sometimes lose sight of the goal when engaging in debates and conversations and when defending the faith or evangelizing. Having Pastor Peterson's statement from this clip in mind in those situations might save us from being unnecessarily combative and shamefully prideful. Thanks to everything Issues Etc. does. And thank you very much, David, for listening in Florida. Sage listens in Wyoming. I would like to vote for soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson, why Christians care about pure doctrine. For the entirety of my young life until my early 20s, I was trapped in the confounding maze that is non-denominational Christendom. Not only was it confounding to logic and everything that I thought I had learned from reading scripture, but as time went on, my depression and hopelessness almost led me to despair. And by the grace of the Holy Spirit, finally stumbled upon the only pure doctrine I had ever heard in a Lutheran church. Doctrine is not only important for Christians, it is our lifeblood. Thank you very much for your vote there in Wyoming. After all, doctrine just means teaching, and the Bible's full of it. Ardith listens in North Carolina. Pastor Peterson gets my vote, especially as one who came to confessional Lutheranism only in the last few years. Pure doctrine is so important in today's religious chaos and confusion. God be praised for the gift of the Augsburg Confession as well as the rest of our Book of Concord. And may we ask for the Spirit's help that our confession may glorify Him. Thank you, Ardith. Thanks for listening in North Carolina. Mary says Scott Klusendorf is getting her vote. He is a master of pro-life apologist. He is right. Being pro-life is about addressing the right of the preborn children instead of being killed by abortion. It isn't about solving every other social problem that affects children any more than being pro-choice is about every other choice issue. He gets my vote. Thank you very much, Mary. Benjamin writes with a vote. He says, my name is Benjamin. I'm 22 years old, a recent graduate from Concordia, Chicago, and will be attending Fort Wayne Seminary in the fall. Good for you, Benjamin. My vote goes to soundbite number four, Dr. Alan Carlson. The reason I have chosen Dr. Carlson's soundbite is that myself, along with many other millennials, find the social movements of the 60s, 70s, and 80s very interesting. From 6th through 12th grade, I attended public schools, and the majority of my U.S. history class focused on five things: the American Revolution, the Civil Rights Movement, World War II, the war itself, World War II, the Holocaust, and World War II, how to prevent it from happening again. While I know I am a younger listener, myself and others my age were not always properly taught about the 60s and 70s. I received little to no education on topics such as the Vietnam War, American terrorist groups such as the Weather Underground, the hippie flower movement, the green movement, the beginning of the modern feminist movement, the sexual revolution, and the formation of extreme American cults such as Jonestown, The Farm, and the Children of God. Honestly, the most exposure I have to this time period, besides personal research, is Paramount's picture Forrest Gump. I, therefore, am drawn to Dr. Carlson's analysis that the American culture and social reformation of the 1960s is actually a gale of satanic forces. I do believe this time period is often not talked about because most producers, directors, news anchors, journalists, and public figures live through the time period themselves and therefore don't cover it. It's often frightening to realize that I'm a product of a time period I know little to nothing about, and this is why Dr. Carlson gets my vote. I appreciate Issues, Etc. talking about this time period. Thank you for all your great work and blessings in the Pentecost season. Benjamin, thank you very much for your vote as well. Well, tallying it up, it looks like the winner this week of Issues, Etc. Soundbite of the Week is soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson, why Christians care about pure doctrine.
Now, the point of pure doctrine, then, is not, and this is always kind of the problem because we are so corrupt, the point of pure doctrine is not to win arguments or to be right, or certainly to get a higher place in heaven. The point of pure doctrine is simply to have more of what God wants to give. And the same thing with good works. The point of doing good works is to actually be valuable in this world, to participate in the kingdom of God, to serve neighbor, and to live in accordance with what we were meant for. To have corrupt doctrine or weak doctrine, or to abstain from good works, God forbid, is to have less of what God wants us to have. It's like living on bread and water when in fact there's a banquet we could be enjoying. So there's always something broken in us that tries to use things according to our sinful flesh for gain, and that's what he's writing against. Now, all of that, I think, leads us back into this good confessions in the presence of many witnesses is, of course, doctrinal, that is to say the right things about God. It also includes, in the context of Timothy, living a life that is worthy of the calling and demonstrating by your works that your confession is true and you believe it. And we see this again also with the princes in Augsburg. Now, you and I have inherited this good confession, particularly the Augsburg Confession, and we ought to thank God for it. We ought to also then hear this charge to Timothy and ask that the Holy Spirit would be given to us so that we would have the strength to abide in this, that we would keep the commandment of Christ, that is, that we would love one another unstained, and that our confession would constantly be to the glory and honor of Christ.
That's the winner of Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. Soundbite number one, Pastor David Peterson. Why Christians Care About Pure Doctrine. The LPR bundle package goes to Benjamin. If you'd send us your mailing address and your shirt size, talk back at issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted for Soundbite of the Week. If you're looking for a mortgage, home improvement, car, or student loan, check out Lutheran Federal Credit Union at lutheranfcu.org. Good for you, good for the church. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, lutheranfcu.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss 14 years of war between Islam and the West with Dr. Raymond Ibrahim. We'll also have Dr. Curtis Geese lead us in a teaching on 2 Peter and submission to authority. And we'll talk with Dr. Richard Gamble of Hillsdale College about the Battle Hymn of the Republic and American Wars. Doctrine means nothing other than teaching. And Christ himself, in the 28th chapter of Matthew, says we are to make disciples by baptizing and teaching. He even says, teaching them all whatsoever I have commanded you. But if ever you hear a pastor or fellow Christian poo-pooing doctrine or poo-pooing dogma, you might gently remind them that they're simply talking about teaching. And that teaching includes not only all the various and sundry things that the Bible has to say about this and that, that teaching also includes the heart of the gospel's message, Jesus' death on the cross for a world of sinners and his resurrection. So doctrine is a good thing, and pure doctrine is a very good thing. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Are you tired of working out at big box gyms? You'll find quality personal training and qualified instruction at Performance Fitness in Edwardsville. You can even work out for a full 30 days before making a commitment to join. Find out more at performancefitness618.com or call 618-692-5063. Performance Fitness is the facility in the St. Louis Metro East where the focus is on member results, not membership numbers. Performancefitness618.com.
In a world awash with all sorts of information, opinions, and ideas, there is still a place where God's Word is the central and only focus. Messiah Lutheran Church, 801 North Madison, Lebanon, Illinois. At 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings, God's people gather there to listen to Him. There you will find His words of law and gospel, and of course, our Lord's Holy Supper. Bible classes focus on the Bible and the Lutheran confessions. Come, listen, believe, and live, and check out our website at messiahlebanon.org.